This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Funerals have been set for the two victims who were killed at Abundant Life Christian School. 14-year-old Ruby Vergara will be laid to rest tomorrow. It's at City Church, which is attached to the school over on the east side. And Aaron West's funeral is Monday at Doxa Church in Middleton. Both will be live streamed for people in the community who want to pay their respects. And Madison students plan to walk out of class today to protest gun violence in schools. According to the Madison Metropolitan School District, they're planning to leave high schools around 11 and head to the Capitol. There, they'll hold their demonstration with students from multiple high schools. Staff wanted to tell parents they're aware of those plans and that regular attendance rules apply, so some families may choose to excuse their kids. Staff believe they'll return to class afterward. And tonight, Marathon County Schools are coming together to benefit the family of the student killed. 14-year-old Ruby Vergara's mom went to Stratford High School. Stratford plays Edgar tonight in boys basketball. They're holding a 50-50 raffle tonight, and all the proceeds will go to Vergara's family. Meanwhile, volunteers have brought therapy dogs to help the community cope. St. Mary's called up all of its volunteer dog teams starting right away on Monday. They were even at the reunification site before students got to go home to their families. They've been at other events with the Abundant Life community since the tragedy. One study showed that 93% of people felt less stress after spending time with a therapy dog. Even through the snow, the memorial at Abundant Life has grown. There are two big crosses with flowers and candles. A reminder that if you'd like to support the families in the Abundant Life community, you can donate to the Recovery Fund. It's hosted by the Dane County United Way. People have now donated about $70,000. You can find a link to it on WMDXradio.com. This weekend will be busy for holiday travel. It could even be a record breaker. Almost 2.4 million Wisconsinites are expected to travel 50 miles or more over the next 2 weeks. More than 90% of them will be driving. That's all according to AAA. So expect some crowded roads and highways across the Badger State, especially this Sunday, which is expected to be the busiest travel day of the season. Nationally, AAA estimates more than 119 million people will travel for the holiday. That beats last year's record. 7.8 million are expected to fly, and that could be a new record, too. And it's the first time we've had to think about it this winter. Remember, the city of Madison gives you until noon the day after it snows to clear it from your sidewalks. City ordinance dictates they have to be clear edge to edge, so you can't just plow or shovel a narrow path. They do offer extensions for the elderly and people with disabilities. You're also responsible for keeping curb ramps clear. Often when plows come through, they can push snow right to the end of the driveway. It happens, and staff from the streets division say there's really nothing they can do to prevent it. That means even if you've cleared all the snow off your driveway and then a plow comes through and pushes it back on, you're still responsible for clearing it again. Wisconsin has now had 7 straight months of record high employment. New numbers from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics show the state's unemployment rate is now 2.9%. Nationally, that number is 4.2%. At the start of 2024, Governor Tony Evers declared it the year of the worker. He says this is more proof his agenda is working. One of the lesser-known winter holidays is this weekend. Here's Lisa Hale.
Yuletide begins at 3:20 a.m. Saturday. Also known as the winter solstice, Yule is celebrated as one of the winter holidays, says Reverend Selena Fox of Circle Sanctuary in Barneveld.
Not only for people involved in nature religion, pagans, druids, Wiccans, panentheists, pantheists, my church is in the woodses, and all of that, but for the larger community, because there are a lot of people very interested in solstice now.
As Yule is the celebration that welcomes the lengthening of days, its most recognizable form of celebration is the burning of the Yule log.
And Madison libraries have new programs while kids are on winter break. We Read is this week through January 11th. Library staff say they know families need warm indoor things to do with their children the next few weeks. Each library has reading buddies for kids, stuffed animals they can read aloud to. There are scavenger hunts and book collections they can choose from. They also have Loteria kits. Loteria is a Mexican card game that's kind of like bingo. Plus, there are crafting classes and writing sessions. That's on top of additional story time events while kids are out of school. They've got a ton going on the next couple weeks, and library programs are always free. We've got a link to all the events and programs on our website. You can just head to WMDXradio.com. And if you're still shopping for someone in your life, you could give them something special to Wisconsin. Here's Jimmy Kuska.
If you're looking for something unique to give, how about the history of Wisconsin? Here's Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogge.
Maybe there's someone you know who really loves history. A great option for them is an annual membership to the Wisconsin Historical Society. History buffs will get free access to 12 historic sites and museums that are spread throughout the state, in addition to other benefits. They provide an option on their website to directly gift a membership.
You can buy an annual subscription on the Wisconsin Historical Society website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Bucks in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After winning the NBA Cup, the Milwaukee Bucks are on the road tonight against the team with the best record in the Eastern Conference, the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Bucks are 14-11 after the break. The Cavaliers in first place at 23-4. Three former Bucks players named nominees to the Basketball Hall of Fame. Marcus Johnson, Terry Cummings, and John McLaughlin, and Coach Doc Rivers, also named a nominee. College basketball, the Badgers go back to work this weekend at the Kohl Center. They will host a Horizon League team, the Detroit Mercy Titans, at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. NFL, Packers practicing in the snow. There's a chance for some flurries Monday night when they host the Saints. Running back Josh Jacobs says he likes games in the snow.
I like the game just because, you know, cold games, snow games, because defenders don't really want to hit. It kind of make them make decisions. You got to kind of make a business decision at times, and it's easier for me because I'm gonna make you have to make that decision.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In people who are always looking for something to lose their mind over news, an interview with Denzel Washington and a reporter for Collider went viral when Washington was asked what his favorite Stanley Kubrick movie was. The Gladiator 2 star says he doesn't have one and that he wasn't really a movie buff, then added he was in the streets looking to rob people who came out of Kubrick films. I'm guessing that's changed since he's a two-time Oscar winner. There have been 47 seasons of Survivor, if you can believe that. Season 47 just crowned a winner this past Wednesday night. Rachel Lamont is the most recent champ after fellow Survivor castmates cast their votes, so Lamont takes home the $1 million grand prize, which has been the take-home pay since season one. You would think in 47 seasons they would have added at least a cost of living increase. Can you imagine not even having contact info for your parents? That's how Trinity Rodman is rolling these days, saying her father, Dennis Rodman, is only her dad by blood. Trinity, who is a professional soccer player for the Washington Spirit, appeared on the Call Her Daddy podcast and said her father's hard-partying lifestyle as an NBA player was not conducive to him being a good parent. I believe that's true, but he did make a beautiful bride. FX's series The Old Man has two seasons in the books, and that is all, folks. The show about an ex-CIA operative played by Jeff Bridges performed well in its first season and received two Emmy nominations. Season 2 received three Critics' Choice nominations, but that did not stop FX from pulling the plug. Despite this, it's a pretty good show if you want to check it out. Jim Carrey was serious about retiring from acting until he wasn't. The actor told the Associated Press that he was going to retire, but bought a lot of stuff and needed money. Desperation is not a very good negotiating tactic, so I'm guessing that is why Carrey probably walked back his comments to comicbook.com, saying he was joking. You can catch Carrey in Sonic Hedgehog 3 in theaters December 20th. In Where Are They Now news, one of the lovable thugs in Home Alone was played by Daniel Stern. You might remember him as the guy who had maybe the greatest scream in movie history when Macaulay Culkin put the huge spider on his chest. Stern posted a video on Blue Sky showing what he is doing now, tangerine farming. He gave his followers a tour of his studio and fruit-squeezing apparatuses. It was actually really cool. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It will be breezy this morning with a little more off and on light snow, although I don't expect much more in the way of accumulation. And then the wind will die down. We'll clear out this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-20s here today. Tonight it'll be clear, 8 above. Tomorrow partly cloudy, 19. We're back to near 30 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.